Everyone, it's Claudia, and welcome to Take a Moment To dot dot dot. And that does represent the new topic that I bring to you each week that I hope will inspire and encourage you to pause for a moment, think about what I'm saying, and maybe even provoke you to tweak perspective just a little bit. Each week I am guided by the Holy Spirit to bring a topic. I have no idea what the topic is until he's ready to tell me, and I go, okay. And we go from there. I believe he fills my mouth and I speak what he wants me to speak. And each week is a new adventure. So I'm glad you're along for the ride. This is a podcast of about discovering change, transformation. As many of you know, I've been transformed on many levels, not only physically, but spiritually. And I'm very grateful to the Lord for this journey that I've been on. Sometimes it's been, ay, yay, and other times it's like, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. But this is one of those episodes where I didn't know what, again, every week I don't know what my topic's going to be. And the Lord always shows up. So you can find me on YouTube and podcast stations, also on Facebook. Under my name, Claudia DiMartino, or Take a Moment Too. And then on Instagram, Claudia.DiMartino, and Take a Moment Too. So I welcome you to subscribe and share with others, have discussions, conversations about it. Reach out, let me know what you think. I so appreciate that. And feel free to share. Okay, so thank you for that too. This week is Take a Moment to Feast. This morning, I was praying and I said, okay, Lord, I usually record today and on this day of the week, and I don't know what you want me to do. And then all of a sudden, I got inspired. He reminded me that this coming Monday evening is the beginning of Passover. And I went, oh, yeah, that's great. Because usually Passover and Easter Sunday fall in the same week, but this year it's different. I looked it up as to why, and it has something to do with the calendars and the solar celestial thing, like things in the sky, the moon, the sun, all that. I honestly don't understand it. I'm not even going to try to attempt to explain it. But there's, and plus it's a leap year, so that has factors in as well. Passover this year is 3 weeks past Easter Sunday. But the whole topic of take a moment to feast, it's, I just felt very inspired by the Lord to talk about his feast, prompted by Passover. And the feasts are very important to the Lord. We have our celebrations throughout the year. As Christians, we have Christmas, we have Easter, we have other things as well. But the Lord laid out his feasts in scripture, and they are appointed times for the Lord and for us. And I had the good fortune and to be blessed and to study Torah for 4 years through the Institute of Hebraic Studies. And I learned a lot about the feasts of the Lord. And I want to share just little nuggets of what I learned to kind of put it in perspective as to why the Lord wants me to talk about this today. The first scripture I want to use is kind of like a little teaching, I think, that's going to happen. Okay, I'm just going to open my mouth and I'm going by memory here. I'm not looking at notes, but I know scripture and where these things are in scripture. The first scripture is out of Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And it says, and God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. Sacred times, but and days and years. Passover is a sacred time. It is a feast of the Lord. And what I learned when I studied is that the Lord marks his feasts with the number 7. Yeah, Passover goes for 7 days. There's a little discussion about 7 or 8 days, and I looked that up too. And I discovered that in scripture and in more reformed Judaism, they celebrate for 7 days, and others may celebrate for 8 days. And I'll get into that a little bit as well. But the number seven is very important. And I'm going to go to Leviticus chapter 23, which is a very important book and chapter in terms of detailing the peace of the Lord. In chapter 23, verse 1 through 2, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed festivals, the appointed festivals of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies." Now, the Sabbath day represents the foundation for the feasts. And it's in verse 3, it says, "There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is the day of Sabbath rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. It is the Sabbath to the Lord." Now, when I grew up, my goodness, Sunday was our day of rest and day to go to church and be with family and the Lord. And no business was conducted on Sundays. It was the Sabbath rest, and no stores were open. We couldn't go shopping like we do today. And my goodness, how things have changed. I mean, people would prefer to go shopping or go to stores rather than go and spend time with the Lord. And I just feel it's important to recognize that the Lord has set this time apart, Sabbath day of rest for him and for us. And with that, the number seven is very important because it is the seventh day. And when I studied, I learned that all the feasts of the Lord are segmented in sevens. Passover, as I said, is 7 days. And this Passover is the day, is the time when Israel was freed from captivity from Israel, from Egypt, rather. And the Passover, the Lord passed over the Hebrews, and those that did not have blood on their doorposts were slain by the angel of death. And then the Hebrews were freed to leave Egypt. Now, and they were able to eat herbs, and the Seder plate contains herbs, it contains egg, it contains lamb shank, it contains matzah. And all of that points to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God, lamb shank. We eat bitter herbs because it was a time of bitterness for the Hebrews. But also the matzah represents the Lord, because when the Passover is celebrated, the matzah is hidden and the children have to find the matzah. But if you look at the matzah, it has holes in it, which represents the piercing of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything points to Jesus. All the feasts point to Jesus as Messiah. Now, the seventh day. Now, the number seven is so important. Sorry, I'm kind of going all over the place a little bit, but even the feast of Rosh Hashanah, which is usually in the first day of the seventh month of the year, Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the seventh, the first day of the year in the seventh month of the year. But on the Hebrew calendar, it's this 10th day. And number 10 is the number for atonement. Hence, Yom Kippur is a day of fasting and prayer for atonement of sin. And I'm not going to go through all the feasts, but just to give you a little idea of how important that is. But the number seven represents the perfection in scripture. It represents completion in scripture. And when we look at the number seven, it is the Lord's perfect number, as I said. The number seven, when the Lord uses the number seven, it is, "I oath you, I promise you." So when the Lord speaks, he promises, and he is faithful to complete his word. His word does not return unto him void in scripture. So the Lord is faithful to his feasts, faithful to the appointed times. And it's not a coincidence that these feasts are very important and they fall on certain days. Actually, in Hebrew, there is no word for coincidence at all. Everything is appointed, everything is structured, everything is set up. And they're not willy-nilly. I mean, I've just shown you two scriptures where the Lord talks about his sacred times and his appointed times and his feasts. So God takes this very seriously, as should we. Now, I'm going to, why I find this so fascinating. I've always had a very inquisitive mind. And what I wanted to share is the Lord met me in Jerusalem. He met me at the Garden of Gethsemane. I took a trip after I finished my MBA, and one of the stops was Israel. And I was a mess. I was an emotional mess for hours. Went through the Via Dolorosa, which was the way of the cross. I grew up Catholic, so the way of the cross, the stations of the cross were very important to me. And I cried during that whole journey through the station. I went through the Church of the Nativity, and I cried, realizing I was standing where Jesus was born. Then I went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And I'm not a person who's given to visions or anything like that at all, at that time. But I was at the garden. I was by myself. I seemed like everybody seemed to have disappeared from the trip I was on. And I had a vision of Jesus in agony in the garden. And I saw him bent over, sweating profusely. And I just was like in awe. I was taken aback. I didn't know what to do. And I heard the audible voice of God say, "It's simpler than you've been taught." I looked around. There was nobody standing near me. And again, it was Claudia. "It's simpler than you've been taught." I was crying for hours. I didn't understand what was going on. And it was there, I walked away from the denomination that I was in. And it took me 4 years, but I was hungry. And I wanted to know more. And I have a very inquisitive mind, as I said. And I wanted, as years went on, I wanted to understand the Hebraic roots of my faith. Let's be real here. Jesus was Jewish. He was a rabbi. He was a Jewish rabbi. And he is Messiah. And he had to come up through the roots of David or the roots of Jesse from scripture and be honored that way. And so it is very important for us to honor the feasts of Israel, the feasts of the Lord, which are encompassed in the feast, the Hebrew feast days. And in the feasts, what I have learned, and with Passover coming up, I felt very impressed to talk about this as well. Because they are appointed times, getting emotional. The Lord shows up. The Lord shows up on feast day. How he shows up is up to him. Wow. And I'm going to say that as Passover is coming near, just in a few days, I have such an expectant heart. My spirit is jumping up and down. Because I'm sensing the Lord is going to move in a mighty way. What he's going to do, I don't know. But I'm stepping out in faith here, speaking this out, because it is not a coincidence that Passover is separated by 3 weeks from Resurrection Sunday and Easter Sunday. I feel it stands alone because it is a leap year. There's something about this particular Passover, speaking prophetically. The Lord has not shown me what it is, but I just know to be alert. I just know to stand and watch and wait. And I can't foresee what's going on. The God of the Lord hasn't shown me. But he showed me in scripture again, it has to do with the Hebrews leaving Egypt. The Lord said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Then in Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." It's time to celebrate. The feasts are not just about food, eating, drink, and drinking and being merry. Yes, the joy of the Lord, celebrating his feast. It's also about feasting on his word, feasting on the scriptures, feasting and filling ourselves up with the word of God, getting to know him more, getting to be one with him and abide with him as he abides in us. He wants relationship with us and coming to him in these feasts, acknowledging him in these feasts is another level of coming into oneness with him by honoring his request to make holy and keep holy the Sabbath day, the feast days of the Lord. So I'm just feeling inclined to speak about this. It's a very cursory approach to talking about the feasts of Israel, but I'm just sensing, as I said, the Lord wants us to be aware, and that I encourage you to recognize the feasts of Israel if you don't, if you're of denominations that don't normally. But it's important because they are in the scriptures. Even Jesus honored the feasts of Israel. So, with this said, I encourage you this week as we go into Passover to take a moment to feast.